All right, Leanne. Well, a product we wanted to talk about today was a product that's actually been formulated by one of our colleagues, a dietitian. So we always like to support dietitians in the industry because they do some great stuff. And this is an interesting product because it's not a traditional supermarket product. It's actually a product that's quite specialty and formulated and generally available online only. And it's called the Skinny Bic. So that's spelled S-K-I-N-N-Y-B-I-K, Skinny Bic. And the interesting thing about this product, it's been around for a while. As I said, it's been formulated by a dietitian, Antigone, who has got special expertise in the Mediterranean style of eating. But the differentiating factor from this cookie, because of course dietitians will not typically recommend cookies, is that it's based on lupin, which is a legume-based flour that has quite significantly different nutritionals. So it really lowers the carbohydrate load of these cookies. So they're quite low in calories. Two cookies, which are decent size, 30 grams, comes in at just 100 calories. 5 grams of protein, 4.8 grams of fat, and only 5 grams of carbohydrate with 2 grams of sugar and 5 grams of dietary fiber, which is massive for cookies because of this special lupin flour. And lupin flour is a very special product because you get basically a lower calorie, a higher fiber, tasty product because it's actually got a beautiful mouthfeel. So I wanted to talk about those because certainly, you know, we're not in the business of recommending cookies by any means, but if you are someone who did really enjoy having something sweet occasionally with a cup of tea, or because they come in at that 100 calorie, I'd be very happy for my clients to have them after dinner. There's a whole range of them with all different flavors and they're quite delicious. And I thought it was worth of a discussion because I don't think we've ever mentioned lupin on the podcast. And as I said, because they're actually made by a dietitian, I think it's always nice to have a little chat about something that's a little bit different. And if you like them, you can buy them online at skinnybic.com. So certainly sort of tick the box in my mind if you're looking for a healthier cookie or something that's got a calorie control. I can't think of anything really bad to say about them at all. And they're also purchased in quite small portions, so it's more difficult to overeat them as opposed to when you buy a packet of Tim Tams, let's be honest, who just eats one or two. So yeah, Leanne, have you tried them before, the Skinny Bic?
No, I haven't, but I have actually routinely used Lupin Flex for my clients, particularly my plant-based clients. It's a wonderful, we're going to call it a protein, I guess. You know, it's come up recently due to like the big allergy risk for lupin as well, but a lot of people can tolerate it really easily. And it's a great, I guess, ingredient that helps bind things. So if I'm ever making like for a vegan client, like a hamburger patty or a rissole or something like that, trying to use chickpeas and legumes and stuff to hold those things together is really difficult. So using something like lupin flakes can actually help to bind things really well, particularly when people don't eat eggs and, you know, you're using mince to bind things. Lupin flakes are wonderful. They're really high in protein, really high in fiber, but they don't come with the added carbohydrate load that a lot of beans and legumes do. So a lot of times when I'm creating vegan or plant-based meals for my plant-based clients, you know, you can't just keep dumping in beans and legumes after beans and legumes after beans and legumes because you want to drive the protein up, but it also drives the carbohydrate load of the meal up as well. So lupin flakes are a secret weapon of mine. I've been using them for quite a while. They're really great. So I haven't tried these Bickies, but I imagine they'd be quite good. And I love that there's 5 grams of protein and 5 grams of dietary fiber in each one. And that's, you know, special thanks to the lupin flour. That's the top ingredient in it as well. So a really good, you know, it is a chocolate chip cookie, but the ingredient list is fairly good. There's nothing really outstanding in there or anything that I would say is a big no-no or anything like that. It's certainly not a clean ingredient list, but it is a chocolate cookie at the end of the day. So it is what it is. And I will also say that this segment isn't sponsored as well. We do like to support and give shout outs to our dietitian colleagues where we can. And this is just a better product on the market. So yeah, give it a go. We'd love to hear what our listeners think, but I think, you know, nutritionally it's pretty strong. And like you said, it's really well calorie controlled as well. And because they're sort of portioned in those smaller packets, as you said, it's better than opening a whole pack of Tim Tams where you've got 10 in front of you staring at you. At least then it's kind of like 2 cookies in a serving. It's really nice and portion controlled as well.
They do contain a bit of stevia for sweetness and some erythritol, which are 2 natural sweeteners. And I'm just looking through the website actually, which is quite interesting, just to have a look at skinnybic.com where you can read all about lupin as well. The academic Dr. Kouros, who it's her brand, she said she would have liked to use extra virgin olive oil in the base of the cookie, but it just put production costs up too much, which is a common issue in food industry. You can make as healthy products as you like, but if they're too expensive, no one will buy them. So she's used canola oil as the next best option. We get a little bit of omega-3 and omega-6. So it's always, I think, also good to understand why people use different ingredients in food, because there's ideal and then there's reality. And so also, let's be honest, extra virgin olive oil doesn't always taste amazing in baking. It's a very distinct flavour. But there's all different flavours. There's like a lemon one, there's cranberry, Dayton butterscotch. So yeah, if you are a cookie person and can control yourself and stick to one or two at a time, and that's what you enjoy with a cup of tea, certainly worth a try. And let us know what you think and post it and tag it if you enjoy a skinny bic every now and again.